And we've got Dave's all bus team right now on FFT Express. Welcome everybody to the show. Just a real quick news item here. The Packers, is their GM Brian Gutekunst, right?
Gutekunst,
right? Yeah. He was talking about, he was asked about the Josh Jacobs situation, and he said they have prepared.
They've been preparing in case he's suspended.
For the possibility of him being suspended. It really wasn't anything too earth-shattering, but I guess it does mean that they do think there is a possibility of him getting suspended. Anyway, let's get to Dave's all-bus team. Who's the quarterback?
The quarterback is Jackson Dart. I disagree with him being a top 100 pick. I think we can do better at the quarterback spot than the second-year man who scored 9 touchdowns on the ground. I don't think he does that if he plays the full season. This is a Giants team that certainly looks like they want to run the ball a lot. And that's even with Malik Nabers coming back, even with the addition of Isaiah Likely, just every indication. Look at that running back depth chart. Look at the moves they made in the draft on the offensive line. They want to be able to be physical up front. It's just something that John Harbaugh has long been about. Greg Roman will certainly co-sign on that as their run game coordinator. And they have really been trying to teach Jackson Dart not to run. They don't want him to run anymore. So I get nervous about banking on him hitting his upside. If he's not going to run, if he's not going to score a bunch of rushing touchdowns, he's going to need to have an outstanding year throwing the football. His ADP is 5 picks before 100th overall. I look at him, honestly, Adam, as like a round 11 pick. I'm not excited about Dart.
Yeah, I think a lot of people share that sentiment. Looking at NFC average draft position over the last 5 days, he's going 129th overall. So how about a running back or two running backs? Your starting running backs here.
Well, let's give an honorable mention to Christian McCaffrey, who coming off a 450 touch season, age 30, missed a bunch of camp already with undisclosed tightness. I'm nervous about taking him at his ADP, which is top 6 overall. But Breece Hall, I'm equally nervous about, and he's going a full round ahead of where I would take him. I look at him as a round 4 and honestly more of a late round 4 pick. I know there's all this talk about him being the bell cow, but he was the bell cow last year, 17.4 touches per game, 13 PPR points, and that was with Braylon Allen missing most of the year. Now Braylon Allen is healthy. Isaiah Davis is working his way back. I think Davis will work on most of the passing downs. Hall taking the majority of the rushing downs, but Allen could swipe a few of those high leverage touches near the goal line. That would make me nervous. I'm just nervous overall about the Jets, who, by the way, have been bottom 5 in points scored 6 of the last 7 seasons. Frank Reich is a nice guy, but I don't think he's the one that can turn that around. I'm letting other people take Breece Hall. And going back to the Giants, I'm going to let other people take Cam Scadaboo as well. His ADP is top 40. I just watched a practice where he was splitting first team reps with Tyrone Tracy and Devin Singletary. And now here comes Najee Harris, who actually looked pretty good in limited second team reps. This is against the Dolphins. They were down in Miami for a joint practice. And now Najee is starting to work his way into the first team offense. And I wonder if we're going to see a world where Scadaboo and Najee are splitting rushing downs work. And I don't know if that guarantees that Scadaboo is going to come anywhere close to where he was last year. Let's not forget about him coming back from an injury. I don't know if he's quite as explosive as he was. In fact, John Harbaugh said that he's working his way back there. It is too rich for my blood to take him as a top 40 pick. I would take him in late round 5, and I can no longer subscribe to the idea of, oh yeah, you'll feel safe if you take Scadaboo and then Tyrone Tracy. I don't know if Tracy is that running back anymore.
No. I took him 52nd overall in our 14-team podcast league draft.
Yeah.
I'll give you the guys that went after him. Would you take Tootin, Montgomery, Price ahead of Scadaboo?
Let me double check my rankings. I had my wide receivers pulled up. I'm going right to it now. I have got Scadaboo ahead of Montgomery, ahead of Tootin, and just ahead of Price. So he is right there. In fact, my rankings as of right now, Scadaboo, Price, Montgomery, Tootin.
Okay.
Running backs 22 through 25.
Yeah. It was my least favorite pick for what it's worth. We'll take a break and get Dave's wide receivers, tight end, and flex after this. I'm going to talk to you right now about Omaha Steaks, and this is a perfect time for me to do it because just last night, I cooked 4 Omaha Steaks for my family, and they were awesome, and we completely devoured them. And tonight, Omaha Steaks burgers and hot dogs for the family. They also have seafood and side dishes. They have so many things at Omaha Steaks. If you want affordable, easy to make, delicious food, Omaha Steaks is honestly a no-brainer. This is like having a trusted butcher and gourmet shop in your kitchen. And let me tell you about the burgers. Incredible deal here. Try a Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. This is what you're getting. 20 premium steak burgers crafted from 5 distinct cuts of steak, each with its own unique flavor profile and texture. Again, incredible value. So try the Burger Perfection Flight from OmahaSteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with the promo code FFT. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code FFT for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Okay, two wide receivers, Dave.
This is lame, Adam. I don't have a wide receiver that I'm looking at and saying, oh yeah, stay away from him. Not even some guys that I had earlier in the offseason, like Zay Flowers, Jameson Williams, Devontae Adams was on my bus list once upon a time. I don't have those guys on my bus list anymore. I like their ADPs. I like where they're going in drafts. And so I'm okay with it, but I am not okay with Carnell Tate going in the beginning of round 7. And that's a fall because he was going in round 6. It doesn't have much to do with Tate. It has everything to do with what we've seen both in preseason games and in joint practices for the Titans. I am nervous about how this team is going to operate. Cam Ward doesn't look like he's taking that step forward. Maybe in time he does, but it's not just Ward. It's also the offensive line. I've got questions about the run game. I don't know if I feel really good about anybody in the Tennessee offense. I think I'm okay with Wandale Robinson in full PPR because that's a role that I think he's just got locked down. He knows it well. It's in the Dable offense. Should be north of 7 targets per game. Just won't do a ton on those targets. And I think Tate could just really struggle this year. I've got him closer to round 9 than I do round 7. DK Metcalf is the other wide receiver. I think the Steelers, rather, added a bunch of good options for a reason. Michael Pittman, Jeremy Bernard in the draft, and now Roman Wilson has stepped up in training camp. These are all guys that I think are going to make those short, easy throws for Aaron Rodgers more manageable rather than checking down to the running back like he did last year. And I think it's just going to continue to put a lid on DK Metcalf's volume and upside. He's being drafted right now in round 7. He's in that round 8, late round 8, frankly, for me too, at wide receiver. Not big names, but two guys that I'm avoiding from that wide receiver blob when you get to round 6 plus.
Yeah, again, if you ever see DK Metcalf on one of my fantasy teams, please send help. Somebody else made that pick.
I bet you would take him if he was at 100th overall.
Yeah, I would.
Right. That's good value. That's where I'd take him.
Although, let's say, who went like 100th overall? That would be Dejon Stribling, 97, Stephon Diggs, 95. Yeah, I'd take him over Deebo Samuel.
I would take him over Deebo. In my rankings, he's really close to a lot of those guys, but I think I'm going to move him down even more because I like the upside of, I don't know if I love the upside of Diggs, but certainly Concepcion, Matthew Golden, those guys should be ahead of Metcalf for me. I'm going to make that change.
Okay, let's get your tight end here on the all-bus team.
It's Kyle Pitts, and it's really not that far off of ADP. I just disagree with him being tight end 7. He's my tight end 9. If Tua was going to be the quarterback for a good chunk of the year, I'd feel a lot better about Kyle Pitts, but it's going to be Penix. And I think Penix is more of a downfield thrower, not a check down guy, not somebody who's going to look for short targets. And it makes me a little more nervous about Kyle Pitts returning value. Let me remind everybody, there was a 5-game stretch last year where Kyle Pitts was awesome. It was like 20 PPR points per game. If you want the actual number, I'll bring it up and tell you. But he was getting huge target volume because Drake London wasn't there. And that's what carried his overall 2025 PPR point per game average north of 12. Yeah, it was 19 PPR points per game in 5 games without Drake London. In 12 games with Drake London, most of them with Michael Penix at quarterback, he averaged 9.6 PPR points, 5.2 non-PPR points, 6.2 targets per game. I get it. It's a different offense, and Stefanski's there, and Stefanski's utilized the tight end and all that. That's great. Maybe he can be a little bit better than 9.6 PPR points per game. Frankly, he should be if I'm taking him as my tight end 9. But I hate the idea of reaching for Pitts and expecting this huge year for him. Not somebody that I'm trying to get on my fantasy team. Isaiah Likely, I'd rather have.
Okay. So far, we have... You really don't like the Giants. Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo.
I like Likely.
That's right. You do like Likely. But you have Dart and Scataboo on the bus team. You have Breece Hall, Carnell Tate, DK Metcalf, and Kyle Pitts. We need our flex.
Adam, is Trevion Henderson still the most mispriced player in fantasy at 59th in ADP?
That's, yeah, I still think that's too early.
I do too.
But now with the injury, like, I wonder.
Okay, if he goes 69th, is he mispriced?
Yes. I mean, we're getting close, but yeah, I mean, let's
see. If he goes 79th, is he mispriced?
No, I think that's okay.
I'm with you. I think once he gets to 79th, I think that's okay. But that's round seven, and he's going in round five, and everybody's doing it based on second-year running back. Patriots offense should be better. Ramondre Stevenson has had all the headlines, all the good vibes coming out of Foxborough this summer, and it makes me really nervous about the pathway for Trevion Henderson to be impactful for fantasy of the year. I think he needs to have Ramondre miss games, and if that happens, then Trevion's going to get a chance. But otherwise, I don't know. I think we could see Ramondre Stevenson actually be better than he was last year, save for those last three games of 2025 when he was a monster. Because before those games, he really wasn't that awesome for fantasy.
No.
Now I think he will be, and I think he's going to get used more as a red zone weapon in the passing game. So yeah. Ramondre Stevenson ahead of Trevion Henderson. 2 years ago, if you had told me that I'd have Ramondre over Trevion in my rankings, I would have told you that you went to some weird alternate universe and there was like a skinny version of me that was eating salad every day going, yeah, sure. But no, I have to believe it now based on what we're seeing and hearing out of New England.
I really needed some salad, man. I
had some yesterday. I needed some in the worst way. I was on the road for like five straight days and three of those days were in Las Vegas. And
yeah.
Things just went south for me.
That's what happens when I go to Florida, you know, I'm with my family. We go out to dinner. I see my friends. I need a salad in the worst way.
Yeah. And then you make all these terrible decisions at the dinner table. And then you make a bad decision on draft day and you take Trevion Henderson in round five and Breece Hall in round three and Kyle Pitts in round six. And
yep.
See? Just total catastrophe. So stay on your diet and stay smart on draft day.
Yeah. We tied it all together. Thanks for watching and listening, everybody. We'll talk to you later on Fantasy Football Today.
Paramount Podcasts.